From the WGBH Radio Newsroom in Boston, I'm Jordan Weinstein. They are the silent victims of human trafficking, women who've been kidnapped, exploited, and forced into a life of prostitution. And it's that silence that often prevents officials from busting open these well-funded, well-trained groups exploiting women from Boston to Vietnam. WGBH Radio's Philip Martin continues his investigation, Underground Trade.
Sometimes it's hard to imagine this thing we used to call shame. In the era of reality TV and YouTube, where almost anything goes, shame seems like a social anachronism. But not in the world of sex trafficking. In that world, shame is isolation.
These victims of sex trafficking, are very stigmatized.
Norma Ramos is the co-executive director of the New York-based Coalition Against Trafficking of Women.
All human trafficking is damaging and an abuse of a human being's human rights. With sex trafficking, you're adding another element. Very often, victims don't even want to admit that they have been sex trafficked because of the tremendous stigma surrounding sexual exploitation.
I saw what stigma and shame does to a family in Ho Chi Minh City. I'm just outside of the home of a man whose 19-year-old daughter was just rescued from a brothel in China, but the neighbors don't know it. I notice a handwritten for sale sign on the front of this tiny home off a side street. To sell your home with nowhere else to go is considered an act of desperation anywhere. In Vietnam, it's much more than that. The home is forever, to be passed down to your children. But inside, this distraught father says he has no choice. He's deeply in debt for buses, rented cars, telephone calls, assorted bribes, the cost of borrowing money to rescue his daughter.
I think simply, we are parents. We have to take care of our kids at any cost. This house is important, and I want to pass it down to my two children for their future, but it doesn't belong to me. I feel bad for my children, but I love my daughter, and that's why I can easily sell it.
This story began when the father got a call from one of his daughter's friends, 700 miles north of here in Hanoi, where she was visiting.
She told me that my little girl had been kidnapped and trafficked to China. She told us that the traffickers posing as friends brought her to Halong Bay, Vietnam, for sightseeing. But in fact, they took her to China. They made her a prostitute.
But no one knows this story other than family, a childhood friend, two cops in China, an anti-trafficking activist, and this reporter.
No, I have to keep it quiet. I cannot tell anyone.
Because his daughter, sitting just a few feet away, though a victim, would likely never find a husband or be able to complete her education if what she calls her shame is ever exposed.
My father cares for me and loves me, and I feel sorry that I have made him sad. I have brought shame to our family.
Her shame has also kept the people who trafficked her in business. Most victims don't testify against them. If they did, they'd be exposing the lives of victims. And in Vietnamese culture, how one became prostituted is less important than the fact that you were or are a prostitute. You are tainted and thus shunned. Shame doesn't just keep trafficking alive in Asia. It's also at play 9,000 miles away in Boston.
The issue of human trafficking is one of the concerns in the back of our mind all the time.
Nam Pham is executive director of VietAid, a nonprofit working on behalf of Vietnamese Americans, numbering 30,000 strong in Boston.
There are a couple of young ladies that I know of, our staff member working, trying to help them. The issue, the most difficult thing for us to deal with is they are afraid. They are afraid of being arrested. They are afraid of being bringing shame to their family. And they basically don't trust anybody but a very small circle of people.
And even inside that small circle, the families of victims hide the truth.
We're talking about 15, 16, 17 years old girls, and the pimps or the boyfriends are often in their 20s. The families are afraid that if I let this issue known, if I report to the police, I would be shamed also because I did not take care of my children. So most people don't know about it. They may think that, oh, like any other communities, we may have a little prostitution problem, but it's not our problem.
Back at the home in Saigon, the family is watching television. The father, a quiet, dignified man, has received several inquiries about the property. Potential buyers want to know why he's selling his home. Of course, he can't say to pay off debt incurred from rescuing his daughter. So he says without further elaboration, because he has to. His 19-year-old daughter sitting on the couch, a survivor of the underground trade, pulls her knees up to her chin and stares aimlessly at the screen. Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.
If you've been following our series, Underground Trade, you know it began with a prostitution bust in Wellesley and connected the dots to human trafficking in New York City and Asia. Today, criminal action has been taken in our area. Three people from Quincy, Revere, and Malden were indicted for prostitution and human trafficking for allegedly operating that Wellesley massage parlor and another one in Revere. All three entered not guilty pleas and have been released on bail. Attorney General Martha Coakley says the defendants exploited women and coerced them into prostitution. Some of the women traveled from New York to Boston. It's a trail that's been highlighted in Phillip's investigation, and we posted it online at WGBHnews.org. This series is part of our collaboration with the Schuster Institute for Investigative Journalism at Brandeis University and the International Center for Journalists.